our assignment for this week was to find a verse about truthfulness and tell how we can apply it to our lives. And I got one from the King James Version. Here it says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably in the sight of all men." That's Romans 12:17-18. One thing, how I can apply that to my life is being honest and upfront when I make mistakes and owning up to them. And also just forgiving other people when they mess up on my things or whatever.
I got Proverbs chapter 12, verse 30. "A deceitful man will not gain his prey, but a pure man is a precious possession." And we might think that by lying or something we can gain something or maybe cover up something wrong we did, but it will eventually catch up to us and we'll lose anything we gained. But then it says that a pure man is a priceless possession. And one way I can put that verse into practice is by being open and honest with others and just always being willing to face the truth.
I like this verse, John chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." And I just thought how wonderful it is, you know, to be someone who tells the truth, so you don't always have to, you know, just be worrying, just hoping no one finds out what you did. You're just honest with your mistakes and just keep moving forward.
Got Ephesians 4:25. "Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." I thought about how the time when it's the hardest to be truthful is when we make a mistake and we feel like, yeah, just lying about it so we don't have to receive the consequences from our mistake. But how to be more truthful is we can realize that there needs to be a consequence for a mistake, and when we realize that, if we tell the truth, then, you know, we, a lot of times we'll still, even if we tell the truth, we'll still get, you know, what we deserve for it, but then we'll learn from it.
I got a couple verses here in Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4 in the King James. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the table of thine heart, so that thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Truthfulness is not only just saying what's true and what's right, but you can have a true character and in what you do, and just be true in what you do and what you say, and just not let that forsake you, and be a someone dependable in the sight of God and man. So that's a blessing.
We got Psalms 14:2. "He who walks blamelessly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart." And truth in your is just like automatically just tell the truth and not even think about lying, but so people can trust you and they don't have to worry that they and hope you tell the truth, but Just always speak the truth so that they can trust you.
I got John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I think we can have truth and by being honest and not hiding everything from others, but from giving it to elders and learning from it.
Proverbs 24:33. Do not be a false witness against your countrymen. Proverbs 19:1. Better is the poor man who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool.